Today, falling into the close of the year. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. US stocks finished sharply lower on Wednesday as investors assessed economic data on the housing market amid concerns over rising interest rates and economic growth prospects for 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.1% to finish at 32,875. The S&P 500 dropped 1.2% to 3,783, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.4%, ending up at 10,213. In fact, all 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower on Wednesday, with energy stocks falling by 2.2% as worries over rising fuel demand in China weighed on oil prices. Southwest Airlines finished 5.2% lower on Wednesday as the company continued to cancel flights and is trying to return to a normal schedule. Southwest has cancelled thousands of flights over the past week following a severe winter storm and is limiting bookings over the next few days. Tesla shares were 3.3% higher after the electric vehicle company tumbled 11.4% in the previous session and closed with a market cap of $344.5 billion, ranking it as the 16th largest US company. Tesla had ranked 10th largest on Friday. AMC Entertainment shares dropped 4.7% after CEO Adam Aron asked the movie theatre chain's board to freeze his salary and urged other top AMC executives to do the same. And shares of Apple finished 3.1% lower to close at its lowest level in 18 months. It shed 14.9% this month to put it on track for the worst monthly performance since it tumbled 18.4% in November 2018. Failed rallies, of course, are an established feature of bear markets, and investors remain wary of applying overly bullish bets as the year draws to a close, especially given the holiday-thinned trading. While the year-end period often sees a so-called Santa Claus rally, investors are assessing how the lifting of China's COVID restrictions will ripple through global economies and markets, while looking ahead to the various headwinds likely in 2023 as the Fed continues to lift rates. If the Chinese reopening story is positive for oil and commodity prices and for the massively battered Chinese stocks, it's actually bad news for global inflation, wrote one senior analyst at Swissquote Bank in a Wednesday note. The surge in Chinese demand will certainly boost inflation through high energy and commodity prices. And in response to higher inflation, the central banks will continue hiking rates. Indeed, there are a few fresh catalysts this week to distract investors from the underlying theme that has driven markets for much of the year, multi-decade high inflation, and how the central bank's attempts to quash it will hurt the global economy and crimp company earnings. Many factors historically have driven the traditional environment supportive of year-end stock rallies, such as the investing of holiday bonuses, a seasonal optimism among consumers and investors, and tax considerations, wrote Greg Busuk, CEO of AXS Investments in New York. However, with 2022's dismal stock and bond performance expected to carry on into 2023, along with ongoing inflationary concerns, uncertain Fed policy and lingering geopolitical tensions, investors won't be receiving any holiday gifts this year for their portfolios, he added. With only two trading days left in what is shaping up to be the worst year for the US stock market since 2008, the S&P 500 index is on track to close the year down about 20.6%. And the yield on 10-year Treasury bonds increased by 2.39 percentage points year to date to 3.886% as of Wednesday afternoon. People just don't quite yet look at this market and think it's cheap, said Tom Graff, head of investments at Facet Wealth. Whoever is selling into kind of a weak bid. While I appreciate the natural instinct is to buy the dip in growth now that the market has ended, the simple truth is that the macroeconomic conditions that resulted in growth underperformance in 2022 are still in place, cautioned Tom Essay, founder and president of the Stevens Report, in the note. Rates are not falling quickly, are a long way from low, and aren't getting there anytime soon. And on the economic front, the National Association of Realtors said on Wednesday that US pending home sales fell 4% in November for a sixth straight monthly drop. Pending home sales recorded the second lowest monthly reading in 20 years as interest rates, which climbed at one of the fastest paces on record this year, drastically cut into the number of contracts signed to buy a home, NAR chief economist Lawrence Yun said in a statement. Falling home sales and construction have hurt broader economic activity. So let's be clear, shall we? The prospect of a significant bounce into the early part of next year is close to zero. It's now just a question of how far further south will stock prices and markets more generally go. And at the moment, all the ingredients seem to me to be there for further significant falls over the next few months. Therefore, just be a little cautious. Don't buy the dip at the moment. There's more dips ahead, I think. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.